plus card and accessories pack worth up to $5,000 on selected Nissan models. That's a big deal. Hurry, the Nissan 10-day sale is now on. DUI breakdown, northbound Pittwater Road, Warringah Road. Very congested on the M2 inbound from Beecroft Road and onto Warringah Freeway into North Sydney. Rose Bay, you're on the brakes both directions. New South Head Road at Newcastle Street and St. Peter's. Slow traffic heading north, the Princess Highway, approaching Canal Road. Why wait to perk up your place? Get the freshest home ideas from Bunnings, Warehouse, Officeworks and more with Zip. Interest-free, pay nothing today with Zip. Visit zip.co for more. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
TK and Lyle's from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
Friday nights have come alive at Winnie Parks with the brand new Friday Night Lightning Series. The Big Dash of the Dogs will feature the fastest greyhounds around, whilst we party at the park with Sydney's coolest DJs. Grab your mates and get down to the Dogs at Wentworth Park this Friday from 5 p.m. and ride the mechanical bull, belt out the national anthem and take a splash in the lightning hot tub. Friday Night Lightning is the hottest ticket in town. Entry is just $5 at the gate. This is an event you don't want to miss. Head to the Friday Night Lightning Facebook page for more info and we'll see you at the Dogs.
Race into autumn with two massive race days at Muswellbrook. Sunday, March 24 is Country Championships Wildcard Day. Catch all the action as horses vie for the final two spots in the Country Championships final. Then, one of the Upper Hunter's premier social events this autumn, the Muswellbrook Workers Club Muswellbrook Gold Cup on Friday, March 29. There'll be colts galore and fillies to adore. Get your tickets now at muswellbrookraceclub.com.au. The country comes to the city for the New Haven Park Country Championship Final at Royal Randwick, April 6. This week's qualifying race is at Muswellbrook on Sunday the 24th of March. New Haven Park, breeding champions for four generations.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 per second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. New Zealand police have announced this morning they'll have at least half of the victims of the Christchurch massacre identified by today. Commissioner Mike Bush has said the process of reuniting the victims with their loved ones is their top priority. World swimming is now in shock following the death of former Australian and Hong Kong star Kenneth Toh. The talented young swimmer was feeling unwell after a training session in Florida and was rushed to a local hospital where he sadly died. And in a major win for the dairy industry, both Coles and Aldi supermarkets have announced they will ditch the $1 a litre milk and increase the price by 10%, following in the steps of Woolworths. In sports news, Ricky Ponting has called on Australian selectors not to forget all-rounder Mitch Marsh as they plot a World Cup defence later this year. Ponting believes March can be the difference maker against our rivals. There could be another change to Test cricket, with the ICC looking at introducing names and numbers on the back of shirts for the first time in 142 years, starting with the Ashes series in England. And the NRL is reportedly set to implement new criteria, forcing one Sydney club to relocate as part of their new expansion plans. With nine clubs in Sydney, the idea of expansion through relocation before the next TV deal in 2023 is gaining some support. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be the radio broadcaster of the two-day Albury Cup Carnival. Beginning Thursday with Cup Day on Friday, the carnival always delivers thrilling country racing. Albury Carnival Previews with John Scores, Thursday and Friday at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Who are you backing? The imaginary betting game show with imaginary betting questions. Like this. Now, Dave, what are the odds you're sitting in traffic thinking about the TAB app with live Sky Racing Vision, which shows every race live?
Who's Dave?
It doesn't matter, Dave, because this game show isn't a thing. But live Sky Racing Vision is. Download it. Who are you backing? TAB.
T's and C's apply. Available to account customers only. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Past 10, racing today at Hawke's Beach. Jeff Haynes is the man who would have been looking to the skies, wondering whether he's got more rain or not. It's morning with him now. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, John.
How's the road, the weather been there? How much rain have you copped?
Well, actually, at the moment, the weather's beautiful, nice and blue skies, and the sun's out, but we had a little bit of a shower this morning, but yeah, we've copped 83 mil over the last 4 days.
Gee.
And we had another 8 mil yesterday, which really topped us off. We were looking close from 8 to a 7 yesterday, but now we've got that storm yesterday, put us back into the genuine heavy.
So what have you rated officially as today?
We're heavy 9, centitrometer 5.85, which is a genuine heavy 9. Graham Buckley galloped on this morning and said there was a fair bit of juice in the track, and he doesn't think it will get much better, but it just depends on how the weather holds up today. But there are forecasting showers this afternoon, so yeah, playing with a heavy 9, unfortunately.
All right, the rail, where's that today, Jeff?
We left the rail in the True. We raced last week. We had very little damage, so I thought I'd leave it in the True because we're up again next week. So I can see him today probably getting off the fence in the straights, like they have the last couple of meetings, even with a good track. But that's just the way it is for the racing on a heavy track, mate.
All right. How's your grass cover?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
We cut it 3 times a week at the moment. And I cut it last Friday. I'm glad I did because, yeah, she's pretty long.
Still probably better that way, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll take a bit of punishment. But, yeah, for this time of the year, yeah, she's really growing well, especially with all the rain we've had.
Mm, terrific. All right, good on you, Jeff. Have a great day there today at Hawkesby.
Thanks, John.
Paul Joyce with me. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, Sean. Lovely to be speaking with you. We're heading out to Hawkesbury, obviously, for this metropolitan meeting. And as we just heard, we're on a genuine heavy track, but we've all done a heavy track form. So hopefully we can still turn a profit there today.
Yeah, Ray Hickson, how are you, Ray?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Sean. Yep, we've all done our heavy track form. I suppose it's a good thing knowing that you're going to be dealing with a heavy track when you start doing the form, because there's nothing worse than going all through it and then getting a storm and everything going out the window. I'm sure Paul will agree, but interesting little meeting anyway.
All right, and the Munns, how are you, Glenn Munsey?
Very good, thank you, Sean. Good morning to Parr, good morning to Ray Hickson. Not only have we done our form on a wet track, we've done our form courtesy of our people we have around us, Sean, leaving even money chances out because they've spoken to the trainer and told us they wouldn't run. Well done, Ray.
Well, that's true, yes. I mean,
you've got to
check these things, particularly when they're high-profile horses, and I kind of suspected it wasn't going to run, and we're talking about I'm a Cool Kid, but to be fair, I was looking to write a story about the horse, so I rang the trainer, and she said, well, we're probably not going to run, so that's good information if you can get it. And I did tweet it out, Glenn.
Yes, and we mentioned it last night on Formline, courtesy of you, the information you gave me yesterday at the barrier draw. So we tried to help people out a long, long while before the race was run.
That's great that the trainers are so open with what they're going to do with their horses. I mean, and in that case, everybody wins.
Ray, you just know he's going to be like a snapping Jack Russell Terrier now, don't you? He's just going to be nipping at your heels the whole time.
None of this nipping, Sean. I'm more like, you know...
Savaging.
Yes, yeah,
savaging. He's a biter, not a nipper.
Yeah. All right. Now, the first...
Well, since I've been a nipper, I'll give you the tip.
Full field of the first, Munns.
Yeah, the Iron Jack Maiden here. We kick off with a set weight maiden for 3-year-olds and upwards over 1,000 metres. We've got Glowing Cat here. The toppy is an $8 chance. Chapur is at $11. Sound off, rider change here. The hippo not riding today. Adam Hieronymus replaced by Robbie Brewer on sound off. Blinkers on, and it's a $6.50 chance. Disco Mo is at $3.30. We've got Great Affair at $2.70 and favourite. Silly Sally with the earmuffs on pre-race at $4. And when will you arrive at the bottom one here, a $34 pop. Well, courtesy of the money for it this morning, the most popular runner now becomes Great Affair. It was 3.10 out to 3.40. Today has been 3.43, now 2.70. Most popular runner over the top in Glowing Cat, who's $8 basically unchanged throughout the morning. And third pick now is Disco Mo, who's just a slight drift, 3.10 out to 3.30.
Speed in this race, only a small field, I think Silly Sally and Great Affair, from what we've seen at the trials, will take up the running here, Ray, and that should be how it settles down.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Paul. I'm focusing in on the two first starters and lent towards the one that hasn't been heavily supported today, in number 4, Disco Mo, mainly because it's had its trial on a soft 7, looked to get through it quite nicely. I didn't think there was, you know, too much pressure placed on it in running third in that trial at Randwick last week. So I went its way narrowly over number 5, Great Affair. Look, the fact that the Hawks stable are running it on a heavy 9 suggests that they think he'll handle it quite nicely. So wouldn't be surprised to see it come out and win. Number six, Silly Sally, local. We'll be up there leading or thereabouts. Just don't know how it's going to handle the wet. And same goes with number one, Glowing Cat, in for fourth. No idea how it'll handle the wet, but you've got to pick something. So 4, 5, 6, and 1 for me.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. Look, I've gone 6, 4, 5, and 7. I'm with Silly Sally on top. We haven't seen her on a heavy track either yet, but I've quite liked what I've seen with her on top of the ground, particularly her last trial win at Hawkesbury, where she was very easily in front. She's bred to handle the going by My Boy Charlie, so that's a little tick. But again, we are guessing a bit with her. Number four, Disco Mo, was raced dead, trialled on a soft seven. Looked to trial really well, just got back, hit the line under his own steam. He looks a nice horse. The five, Great Affair, you are definitely guessing with him. Obviously, pedigree-wise, hard to really get a guide, but he's done all his trials on good tracks. His last trial was his best. And number seven, When Will You Arrive? I think she could be one that improved sharply here. She was specced at Canberra on debut. Didn't fire a shot, but she's changed stables, and don't be surprised if she does something today at big odds. 6, 4, 5, and 7.
Now, the second event there today, the maiden, over 1,600. We pull out 4, 5, 6, 7, and 12.
Yeah, this is for the Blacktown Workers Club here, this three-year-olds and upwards maiden over the 1,600. We start with Rex with a cross noseband on today, the $2.30 favourite. Costas is a $4 chance. Reeby's Regent at $8.50. The scratchings, Costazoo, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Completed, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Dreamfields, 13 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Premier Rose, 6 cents a win, 6 cents a place. All taken out this morning. Down to number 8, Not A Bad Harada. Glenn Schofield, the replacement rider there for Adam Hieronymus, and it's a $34 chance. Speed Camera at 19, Duchess of Windsor at 8, Extroverto is at $3.40, and Tormond, the bottom one, is a scratching no deduction. Well, this in the fresh market put up with all the scratchings, now we're down to less than 8 runners, pay 1-2 here. The best supported runner has been Rex. Reeby's Regent's got a twist in 9.50 to 8.50, and Duchess of Windsor got a twist in 8.50 to 8, but that's not on the back of support by any stretch of the imagination. In the old market, with all the field in, Rex was the best supported runner in that market as well, so you've got to stick with the favourite, albeit not overly vigorous, but the best supported runner at this stage in race number 2.
Yeah, speed in race 2. I think it'll come mainly from Reeby's Regent, who's drawn the inside, and probably Rex will cruise across from a wider gate, and they look the obvious two on pace runners here, right?
Look, I think Rex is probably the best bet of the day, and I'd say he'd be, I'd almost be declaring him a good thing if he'd ticked that heavy track box, and that's the only thing that we don't know. He's had the one try on a heavy, and that was on Debut, and we're a different stable up in Queensland. He's had 4 runs for Chris Waller. They've all been pretty good. He's bumped into a couple of nice horses like Final Award and Amangiri, and look, he probably should have finished a little bit closer to Amangiri last start on the Kensington track. He got bailed away on the inside, and he threw his head around all over the place. Blake Sheen eventually got him off the fence and got him going, but he was a sort of a spent force at about the 100-metre mark. I like him drawn out here. I think he can cruise across and just sort of be there. And as we've seen at Hawkesbury, they quite enjoy getting to the outside, particularly on a wet track. So I think one will win. 11 Estroverto is one of those horses that sort of threatens. I thought he was okay last time at Newcastle, but another one, if he gets through the wet, he'll be there about. Reeby's Regent will give a sight, number 3, and 2, Costas, stablemaker Rex. I couldn't see him turning the tables on Rex unless he's an absolute swimmer, but he'll go in for 4. So 1, I'm pretty sure he's the best of the day for me from 11, 3, and 2.
Yeah, I've gone 1, 11, 9, 2. All your reasoning is pretty much my thinking with Rex. I'm probably a touch worried about how short you want to take about him. He seems to lack that real conviction in putting races away. But, you know, as you say, he's been bumping into horses that are going to much better races. And he's been trying hard. He just hasn't been up to them. But this is his race to win, and he should win it. 11 Estroverto, he's bred to handle these conditions, being by Piero. They generally love it. And you've got to go back 3 starts. He ran on a soft 5 at Newcastle and handled it well. Well, it's a bit different today. Number 9, Speed Camera. I thought she could be a little roughy here. She's never far away from the action. She's trained locally. She's been placed on a soft track. And number 2, Costas. His pedigree says he should get through it, although he's got a lot of ground to make up on Rex. 1, 11, 9, and 2 in the second.
Third event, take out 6, Marsalis, number 7, Persan, 9, the Snooper Star, 10, Amito, and 14, Noble Bell.
Yeah, this is the Robert Oatley Wines 2-year-old maiden plate here, a set weight maiden over 1,300 metres. And Avalanche, the toppy here, is a $61 chance. Dresden Green, with the blinkers on, but the cross nose band off, $2.40 and favourite. Jet Ski, with the blinkers on, at $6. Killen, with the winkers off, at $4.20. Cramrick, with Huey Bowman on board there, at $4.20. Marsalis, out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Persan, out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Tacitus is at $51. The Snooper Star out this morning, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Amido out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Asiago at $8.50. Blew a kiss for Malcolm Johnson. Get on your Mal, Miracle Mal. Got a runner there today at $61. Foxborough is a $26 chance. Noble Bell out, no deduction. Dummy Run, Andrew Atkins to ride there at $61. And Supporto, for some reason, haven't got a rider for it at the moment. I better just check that. Supporto is Jason Collett, and it is a $61 chance. Blinkers off Supporto as well. Best supported runner on the program at this stage, Dresden Green, was the best supported runner when we did Formline last night. This morning has been $3.80, yes, $3.80 into $2.40.
Well, Dresden Green's obviously your number one on-pace runner with the blinkers going on first time. I think Killen will be right there from what I've seen of him in New Zealand and at his trial. So I think they're the two obvious on-pace runners in the third, Ray.
Yeah, there's a few there probably. We're not sure what they're going to do as far as the first starters go. But, look, Killen interests me a bit, number four, for the Chris Lee stable. His two runs in New Zealand were on soft tracks, so that's a fairly good sign. One of those was in a Group 2 and the other one in a maiden, beaten half a length on both occasions. Liked his two trials at Newcastle and Wyong. Drawn okay, he'll be up there somewhere. It's interesting that he's here on a heavy track. I think it says that they're pretty keen on him, and I'm happy to go with that. 5, Cremerick. It's one of these horses that has ability, I'm sure of it. He's not proven in the wet, but he's run some good races against some handy horses, and you know his trial was a quiet one recently, so I want to keep him safe. 2, Dresden Green, obviously respect the money there for him. We don't know about him on a wet track. He lost on protest on the Kensington track last start. Hopefully those gear changes straighten him up a little bit. And I want to throw the 8, Tacitus, in as a roughie. From the Richard Litt stable. I didn't mind his trial at Warwick Farm over the 800 metres, and quite often, you know, going to a 1,300 metre race on debut, it's quite different to an 800 metre trial, so it wouldn't surprise me to see him hitting the line late. Go 4, 5, 2, 8, Paul.
Yeah, I went 4, 2, 5, and 3. I'm with Killen as well. Obviously, you've got that soft track tick the box there, and I loved his trial at Wyong on the 12th of March. Brenton Abdullah had him under a stranglehold, and it's interesting that obviously Brenton went up and trialled him. He might have been up there for something else, but he's obviously stuck with this bloke, and he's on board today at the races, and I like what I've seen with him. I'm happy to put him on top of the favourite, Dresden Green. You know, as he said, he lost on protest last start. He did something wrong late. He was a good second behind Aussie here on debut at Hawkesbury, but again, he wanted to run about a little bit in the straight there. So you just got to draw the line at some stage with these horses as a price perspective, and I think Killen's definitely good value in this race compared to Dresden Green. 5, Cremerick, wouldn't surprise me if he won either. He's been stakes placed on 3 occasions. He's only had 4 starts here. He's in a set weights maiden on a Wednesday. So you'd have to think he's a strong chance with Huey Bowman aboard. And number 3, Jet Ski, the Lonro colt for James Cummings. Didn't get a lot of luck on debut, and his pedigree suggests he'll love the soft or heavy track, and he's got the blinkers going on. So I think there's definitely more than a one-actor pair here. I'm going 4, 2, 5, and 3.
Right, we go to race 4. Scratch 3, I Am a Cool Kid. 4, Omar, and 5, Royal Hootenanny.
Yes, this is the Bradley Photographer's Benchmark 70 here for 3-year-olds and upwards over that 1,000 metres. So not completely at the back of the chute there at Hawkesbury, but pretty close to it. Black Chili is a $15 chance. Difficult to get. Paddy scores to ride. He outrode his country claim the other day, riding a double at Queanbeyan, but he claims 3 here, being a metropolitan event. It's a $5.50 chance. I'm a Cool Kid out. The deduction, 40 cents a win and 24 cents a place, and it was an even money chance when it came out. Omar, 17 cents the win there. there, and 13 cents the place the deduction out this morning. Royal Hootenanny out at running in the next race, no deduction. Shadow Bridge, $3 and favourite. Then we've got Vincero at $8. See the Storm at 14. See the Show, I should say, at 14. Over the page here to Consider It Done at $7.50. Traumatised at $8.50. Ariège at $4.60. And Star of Zazu is a $19 chance. Well, every single dollar basically for Shadow Bridge has come this morning. It's been $3.80 into $3 today, and it is panels in front of everything else.
Yeah, well, he would have been a bigger beneficiary of these scratchings. Obviously, I'm a Cool Kid and Omar, the other two real speedsters. And that leaves Shadow Bridge as the number one speedster in the race now. There's obviously still other pace in this race, the 1,000-metre event. I think Difficult to Get will certainly be up there somewhere. And Ariège led throughout to win at Wyong last start. But I'd say, Ray, that a lot of that money would come due to the speed map now favouring Shadow Bridge.
Yeah, it does sound like the right move there. He's an interesting horse. I actually went around him a little bit. The money for him does concern me, but he'll probably be going into to quaddies and the like. I was with 11 Ariège. She smashed up a reasonably weak, I guess, maiden at Wyong first up, but she was very impressive. Look, her debut run on a heavy nine at Kembla, I thought she wasn't disgraced at all. She was $9 into $6 that day and only beaten two lengths and probably should have finished maybe a length closer. Then went around behind Rosina Kojanup at Hawkesbury, so there's no disgrace there. I think she'll handle the wet, and she'll be. I don't think she'll lead, but I think she'll probably be sort of sitting third and get her chance. 8C The Show is one of these horses that always runs well when he strikes a wet track and always goes around it at reasonably good odds. So I've got him in the mix. Number 9, Consider It Done, is a big query for me. Going back to that run at Moonee Valley on the 1st of March, she drew barrier one and stayed there pretty much. No idea at all how she'll handle a wet track. Both her wins have been on synthetic. But again, the fact that she's here and running suggests that the stable thinks she'll handle it. And she's drawn nicely, I think, to get to the outside. Number 10, Traumatised, is a horse I quite like. Maybe not this run, but I wouldn't be surprised if he goes well. And obviously, we've got to respect the money for Shadow Bridge. But 11, 8, 9 and 10 for me, Paul.
Yeah, I'm going 60, 11, 2 and 10. I'm with Shadow Bridge. I had him third pick originally behind Omar and I'm a Cool Kid, but he gets promoted to the top now. With the scratchings, his win on a soft five at Newcastle was very slick, beating Guinea Shelter, Legend of Boom. I think actually out of that race, interestingly, every single horse has won from that race back on the 16th of October. Mm-hmm. And then he won again at Kembla before going for a break. He's had a couple of trials, and with the claim for Robbie Dolan, I just think over 1,000, he'll be extremely hard to run down. The 11 Ariège, obviously doing the chasing. She was good at Wyong, as Ray said, in an easier race than this, but she's on the up. Number 2, Difficult to Get. She ticks the heavy track box. She's rock hard fit. She's got a couple of solid city placings in her form guide at the moment. And number 10, Traumatised. Agree with you, Ray. Maybe not today, but it's hard to leave him out of anything you do. He's won two on the trot before going for a break, and then he won a trial coming into this. So he's in a winning form. 6, 11, 2 and 10 in the fourth.
On to race 5, 7 Mixed Blossom and 9 Miss Hugo A Go-Go are scratched.
Yeah, the Richmond Club Fillies and Mares benchmark 70 here, over 1,100 metres, so this is right at the back of the chute. We've got Royal Hootenanny here, the dual acceptor that was scratched earlier, runs here at $23. Multaja at $2.10 favourite. Alert by C at 41. Invictus Salute is a $4.80 chance. Unguarded, late gear change, tongue tie on, should be one on the trainer as well. At $5. Gin Rules at $3.60. Mixed Blossom out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Alastriona with the blinkers off at $81. Miss Hugo A Go-Go out last night, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. And Priestess is a $23 chance. Best supported runner here is Multaja, $2.10 right throughout the morning, unchanged. Not much money at all for it and any other runner in the race this morning, though. Second pick with just under half the investment on Multaja is Gin Rules, unchanged, $3.60 today.
Eighth in this race, Royal Hootenanny. She's very quick. She's got the inside gate and the 3-kilo apprentice, so I think she'll be leading. But Invictus Salute, very aggressively ridden to win a recent trial at Warwick Farm, and I think that's her best racing style. So 1 and 4, the two on-pace runners in the fifth.
I think Maltaja, number two, holds the key to this race. From a form perspective, you know, she's been beaten three lengths in a group three at her last start down in Melbourne. She started $3.90 chance. Before that, she's run in a group three, beaten less than half a length at Flemington. Taking on the likes of Smart Melody and those in her career, and the only thing she hasn't done really is tick that wet track box, so that's the risk we're taking with her. But aside from that, she's got to go on top. I think she's drawn okay out wide. As I said, I like them getting to the outside at Hawkesbury. They do that anyway, mainly, but particularly on a wet track. So two on top, six Gen Rules, one on debut on a heavy nine, beating Mizzy. So that's not too bad. And her other wet track runs have been very good as well. Very quiet trial behind Esther Jubb, but she'll run a good race. Gen Rules, number six, number five, Unguarded. Probably one of those horses that is another one that's not today, but she'll run well first up and looking for her at sort of 1,200 and 1,400 metres going forward. Four Invictus Salute, if they ride her aggressively, as Paul suggested they might, she's definitely in the mix. Two's the horse to beat from six, five and four.
Yeah, we're boxed up the first four here. I've gone 4-2-6-5. I'm just sticking with Invictus Salute. I do have my doubts getting through a heavy track, but I really like this filly going forward. I think she's a horse I'm going to keep backing. I've sort of been on her from day dot at the trials. I've always liked her. She came out and looked good. Winning at Hawkesbury to win her maiden, she won it easily. She beat some smart horses that day. She was placed at Scone behind Pretty in Pink, which has proven to be a really strong form reference. And then the only real flop was first up in the Spark of Life, where she drew the outside gate, and they just couldn't get a cross on her. She ended up midfield, posted deep, and she dropped out. And since then, she's trialled at Warwick Farm, albeit on a good track, and Tommy Berry was aggressive on her, and she just gapped them, and she's just got this flowing action where she just gets into this cruising speed and doesn't stop. So if she can find the front today, I think Maltaja will really have to get on a bike to catch Invictus Salute, provided she handles the heavy track. Number two, Maltaja, is the big threat. Ray's gone through her form, and it just stands out like a sore thumb in this field. And same story with her. If she gets through it, she probably wins the race. And her pedigree definitely says, yes, she will. Number six, Gen Rules. Well, she's ticked the heavy track box. She won on a genuine heavy track at Canterbury, beating Mizzy. So we know she can get through it. And number five, Unguarded. She hasn't performed twice on heavy tracks, but they've been in a lot stronger races than this. And she wasn't far away from them. So there you're four, two, six, and five. And Ray, I do think that any usual midweek benchmark 70 fillies and mares race, these four would usually just win it. But today, they're all bumping into each other. So it's a very deep midweek race.
Yeah, you're spot on there.
On to race six now, put out four, Alma Haha, and nine, Spencer.
Yeah, the Irresistible Pools and Spas benchmark 76 here for three-year-olds and upwards over 1,300 metres. And the toppy here is the August. Winkers on, but the blinkers come off, and it's a $4.40 chance. Level 8 at $7. Hand Fast is at $21. Almahaha out. The deduction, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Laszlo is a $26 chance. Redemption Road at 19. Grimoire, $3.70. Obelos, $3.20 and favourite. Spencer out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. And Professor Marks is a $5 chance. There's been weird and wonderful and wild fluctuations here this morning. Most popular run of the day is Obelos. Now, he said last night on Formline it was $8.50 to $3.50 without a great deal of money on it. And one customer had $500 on it last night at $3.50. Well, it went up $3.30 this morning. Got to as much as $3.60. It's back to $3.20. It basically doubled the investment this morning that was on it prior to this morning. So it's been at best $3.60, now $3.20. Grimoire, who went up